From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa. The travelers are banned from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to the war in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed a broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland, where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station, slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. judge has approved a $25 million deal settling the lawsuits against U.S. President Donald Trump. This is